This is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I'm so glad that you've joined me for today's podcast. For more news, information about my soon-to-be-released book, published newspaper articles, or to contact me, visit my website at www.kathleenmaxwellramby.com. We now have listeners from 26 countries that enjoy this podcast, and I'm so grateful. I don't charge for the podcast and appreciate those that give to make it possible for you to listen to. Special gifts this month came from Mary Cobblesh, Michelle Smith, Carrie Thompson, and our monthly donors are Mary Nichelstein, Kyle Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and Tammy Brown. If you want to give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage at the top of your podcast. And don't forget to hit the follow button and you'll be the first to know when new episodes are released. And always remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice what we talk about. See you later.
Well, hello, my friends from all over the world. It's so good to have you join me today for the podcast. And I just want to give a shout out to those listeners that are on the other side of the world, my listeners in Germany, in the UK, listeners in Malaysia, listeners over in Australia, New Zealand, are just some of the places, the Philippines, that people are listening. So thank you so much for joining me. And I just want to just encourage you to get you a cup of coffee or some tea and sit back and relax. And if you have your Bible, you can turn to Psalm 37, and then we're going to look at John 14. And today's podcast is called The Voice of Trust and Truth. Last week, if you joined me and listened to the podcast, we talked about trusting in the Lord, and I shared a lot from Psalm 37, and I've been in Psalm 37 for quite a while now, and I just love it. One of the things that it says in verse 3 is, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. And it says in verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. And so we're reminded several times in that passage to not fret, but to trust God, especially when things are not going as the way we expected. And so this last week, I just decided I wanted to read some in the New Testament and flipped over, and I was going to John 15 when I landed at John 14. And I began to read. And I'm so glad I did, because God kind of continued that theme about trusting Him. And I've noticed that when God repeats something, there's a message that oftentimes He's not just trying to get across to me, but others I'll run in contact with or my listeners. And a lot of times it's something that is important to the heart of God. So let's dive in and just see what John 14 has to say. And this is from the NIV Bible. It says, John 14, and Jesus is talking to His disciples, and He's comforting them because He's telling them He's about to leave. So He's trying to prepare them. Kind of reminded me of how I used to prepare my kids when I was going to leave them at the church nursery or at preschool. You know, I was telling them, okay, Mama's going to leave you, but you're going to play with your friends and you're going to have fun and Mama will be back to get you. You know, I was trying to just train them that I wasn't going to leave them there forever. I was just going to leave them there for a short time. And that's what Jesus is doing right here with His disciples. But I think it's a message for us too, because those of us who love Him are His disciples. And He says in John 14 and verse 1, He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And what hit me in that passage is how Jesus was right there in the flesh, and yet His very disciples were struggling with trusting Him and really believing in Him. They knew about God, but He was saying, you know, trust in me too, because I love you. I love you. And no matter what we're facing, God, I believe, firmly wants us to trust Him and to depend on Him. And He is so good about comforting us in the circumstances that we face. And right now, there's so much, as I look around and hear people talk and hear what people are struggling with and get emails from people about things to pray about. There's so much that people are facing right now. I had a dear friend that had surgery today in San Antonio, Texas, and it was a risky surgery. Been praying for her. People battling cancer. The political unrest that is right now in the United States of America, as well as is in other nations. And there's so much death. Yesterday I was having a conversation. I worked at a local restaurant, and the young girl in her 20s, and I began to talk about what I was doing there because I spent hours there and ate my lunch, but then was working. And she was just telling me how much death that there has been amongst her friends' families. And she said, I've never encountered a time in my life when so many people have died that I know. And I just had to think back when I was 20. I really, in my 20s, I hadn't encountered a lot of people that had died, and yet is so prevalent with COVID-19 right now, and so many people dealing with death. And just the whole pandemic, how it has affected people's lives, and from depression to their business to so many other issues, whether they go to work or not go to work. And Jesus, I feel like at the end of the day, the only thing we can trust, you've heard me say this before, is trust in Him. And that trust is built, I think, by walking hand in hand with Him. And there's so many things that we, on a daily basis, have to trust the Lord with. Our children, those of you that are parents, you know, they're, my goodness, my kids sometimes have been my biggest tests of how much do I really trust God. And it's when I let go of them and have had to let go in numerous circumstances and really trust that God is going to direct them, that I have raised them to hear His voice, that He's going to work in their lives and teach them things, even though they may or may not make choices that I want them to. We have to trust God in our finances. There have been numerous times in my life where finances have been so tight and we haven't known how we're going to make it from one day to the next. And then we have to trust God in our marriages. Marriage isn't always easy, and sometimes that can cause crisis in people's lives or change with divorce or death of a spouse. So all of these things are things that I see just that I've had to trust the Lord with, but that others around me have too. And I want to start, as we talk about trust and what the voice of trust sounds like, I want to start with another scripture in Deuteronomy 31 and verse 3, and then I'm going to jump to 6 and 7. It says, "The Lord your God Himself will cross over ahead of you. Be strong." God goes before us. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you, and He will never leave you or forsake you." And, you know, God was just in this passage, He was wanting to just tell the people that, yeah, you're going to encounter some things that might scare you half to death. But don't be afraid, because I'm going to be right there with you. And I think that's one of the biggest things about, for me, and trusting God, was realizing how close the Lord really was, even though sometimes I didn't feel Him. That's something I think that I know deep down in my heart, that nobody could ever convince me otherwise, because I've been in too many traumatic situations where I have felt God's presence in the midst of death, in the midst of great loss, in the midst of some scary situations in my life. And once we know, and Scripture tells us that Jesus will not ever leave us or forsake us. But again, that takes practice in trusting that to be true. You know, a few years ago, I felt like at the beginning of the year, the Lord gave me a word, and the word was, don't partner with a negative. Instead, upgrade your trust. My presence is your present. Walk with me and trust me. Trust and peace go hand in hand. And those were direct quotes from my journal that I had written. And then I felt like the Lord said, my heart is that you have total trust, total assurance, and total confidence in me. And one of the things that I discovered was that when we really trust God, our hearts are at rest. And I think it's so ironic right now because there's so many people up in arms about so many things, from the vaccine to the political scene to, you know, COVID and mask and all of this stuff. But you know what I really look at before I listen to somebody is how much is their heart at rest. Because when our heart is at rest, that shows that we're really trusting God in a situation. And that's really the only one right now, I feel like, that we can really trust. We can't trust the media. We can't trust the president. We can't trust the medical field. Our trust has to be rooted in a God that dearly loves us. And so to trust, we have to believe, I think, number one, that God loves us. And we have to really believe in his lordship, that he is Lord over all, and that he's bigger than any circumstance or obstacle that we faced. And, you know, what I've discovered that trust looks like is at the end of the day, even if things don't turn out the way I want, God is big enough to fix it and walk me through it, and I'm going to come out better. And I have just seen that over and over in my life, and you can hear about more of that in other podcasts as I talk about just different things that I have faced. Some of the examples that came to mind today as I was preparing this podcast were, you know, with my kids. One of our children at one point was going to get married to somebody, and we just weren't real peaceful about it. We didn't know why. We explained that to our child. And at the end of the day, we had to trust that our child was going to hear from God because they were adults at that point. But we were really praying, and we got down to 2 months before the wedding. And sure enough, our child called that wedding off. And we're so grateful because, you know, we couldn't be happier with the choice that they made and who to marry at this point. But it was a real test of how much did we trust God to work in that situation. Another situation where we had to trust God was when my oldest son went off to, he graduated from the Naval Academy and went straight to the Gulf War. And I don't know that any mother really, when she's raising a child, looks at him and says, gee, I'm raising you to go to war. I know I sure didn't. But that was a real trust in God. And fortunately, he came back and is still serving in our armed forces. Another one of our kids decided their junior year they wanted to change and go to another school. And we really had to trust the Lord in that decision too. When my late husband contracted a very rare cancer, our finances with battling cancer, with traveling for his medical needs to Houston back and forth, to loss of income because he couldn't be at work all the time, our finances were in a tight place, and I wasn't quite sure how we were going to make it, and we were almost at the end of what we had in the bank, and yet I saw God provide. And so those are just some of the examples that come to mind of where I've really had to trust God, and that's where the rubber has met the road, is in those situations as I've taken the Lord's hand. But there are lots of voices out there today, and a lot of them are vying for our attention. And so as I was preparing this, I just felt like God asked me, what does the voice of truth sound like to you, Kathleen? And so here's what the voice of truth sounds like to me. It often sounds like whenever I am wrestling with something or struggling with something, you know, it's like I hear that voice inside me say, it's okay, I'm right here with you. And I know that that is the Holy Spirit telling me, I'm not alone. I am not alone. He's right there with me. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Sometimes the voice of truth, or the voice of trust, it sounds like peace. One of the biggest things I feel like God has shown me and taught me is how to walk in peace. And here's what I've noticed. When my heart is at peace, I can trust He's working on my behalf. But if my heart is not walking in a state of peace, and that peace can't be rooted in your outward circumstances, those can always rattle and shake your peace. It's stepping back into the Spirit of God in you and knowing that Christ is right there with you. It's impossible, I think, to trust when we're contentious and when we're not at peace. And I see so many Christians right now on bandwagons, upset, fighting with other Christians. It really makes me sad. Because in this place, I have to really wonder how much they're trusting God. The voice of trust sounds to me too like, do not fret. I've got this, Kathleen. I've got this. And sometimes the voice of trust says, trust me. Trust me. Wait, Kathleen, keep looking at me. I'm working in ways you can't see. And when I'm downcast, to me, the voice of trust says, I'm going to work this out for your good. I'm a God of redemption. And so those are different things I've heard God say to me that now I'm quicker to recognize when my heart is tempted not to trust or when I'm tempted to take things into my own hands. You know, in preparing this, I decided to call a couple of people and just ask them this question. I thought, how fun would this be? And so I called a friend that lives out of state and I asked her, what does the voice of trust sound like to you? And she said, I can't believe you asked me this, because she said, I was just wrestling with God about some things. But she said, the voice of trust always comforts me first. And it increases my faith, and then it's easy to trust. And then she said, I hear the voice of trusting God by remembering my promises. She said, when I remember my promises, that God has promised me victory over this situation, that she said, you know, for her, He's promised me victory over the trauma that she endured in childhood and depression. She said, when I remember those promises, she said, then I'm hearing the voice of trust. And she said, you know, that God had been working with her on trust and truth for the last several years. And so she really encouraged me in this podcast, because she said it has been a big part of what God has been working on. And then she said something I thought that was fabulous. She said, if it's a part of God's truth, the fruit of the Spirit is always there. I love that. If I'm going to say that again, if it's a part of God's truth, the fruit of the Spirit is always there. And then it's easy, I think, for us to trust. I also called my daughter and my sweet daughter, Mallory. And I said, what is the voice of trust and truth sound like to you? And she said, She said, "You know, Mom," and she immediately responded, she said, "Really, the voice of trusting God is His great love for me." She said, "When I remember His great love," she said, "then it just centers me back to trusting Him." And she said, "That love for me is so great, it's so vast." And she said, "It helps me remembering His love and looking at His love for me helps me hear the voice of God in trusting Him." And she said, "You know, it often sounds like, Mallory, I know what's best for you, even though you can't see it." And she said, "It's realizing that this is what I want for you, even though you can't see it, it's because I love you." And you know, she reflected just on, you know, she's a mom right now and how there are times she has to tell her kids, you know, "You're just going to have to trust me on this," because she's just older and smarter and they're little. And I think it's oftentimes that way with us. But she said, you know, too, we have to fight the negative voices that are in our heads. And so I thought that was so interesting. And as I went on in reading, I had a lot of fun talking with them. And I talked to another friend that I'm going to share a little bit more about in a minute. She said, or I'm going to go back now to John 14 and verse 6. I love what Jesus had to say. Jesus said to him, "I am the only way to God, the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father but by me." And I had to just reflect on how there are so many voices, like I said, that are out there vying for our attention and people trying to get us to believe them and posting stuff on the internet. And there's so much out there right now, I feel like, that are lies and distractions. And so what do we do? And I know for me, one of the things I ask is that the Lord always revealed truth to me. You know, God revealed to me what is truth. And He's a God of truth. And so when there's something I'm not settled about, and I say, "Lord, you know, reveal truth to me. Show me what's true. Show me where I might be believing a lie that I've told myself, that somebody else has told me." And God always answers that prayer because He is a God of truth. And then I want to jump to John 14 and verse 16. It says, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, a comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby to be with you forever." This is the Amplified Bible. And then it says in verse 17, "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive and take to its heart, because it does not see Him or know Him, but you know Him." It's talking about Jesus. "Because He," the Holy Spirit, "remains with you continually and will be with you." You know, Jesus is telling His disciples, "I'm leaving, but the Holy Spirit, the great comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the Spirit of truth is going to be with you." Oh my goodness. You know, the Holy Spirit is, I think, one of the best. I was talking to a gentleman not too long ago, and he made the comment. He said, I know about God, and I know about Jesus. He said, "But it's the Holy Spirit that scares me." And I just smiled and I said, "You know, the Holy Spirit has been my absolute best friend. He's been the best comforter in my dark days of grief. The Holy Spirit has been, He reminds me of things that I forget." That's one of the great things about the Holy Spirit. And there's a scripture, I think, in Corinthians that says that. And the Holy Spirit has been just a guide to truth in my own life. And, you know, it says in the Message in John 14, verse 15 through 17, "If you love me, show me by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and he will provide for you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world cannot take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know him already because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. And it's talking there about the Holy Spirit. What a fabulous promise that we have in that. And so I love how it keeps referencing the voice of truth. So what does the voice of truth sound like? And I want you to sit back and I want you to reflect on that. What does the voice of truth sound like? You know, I think for me, the voice of truth tells me a different story than sometimes the story or the narrative that's going on in my head. The voice of truth to me says, Kathleen, you've got a God-given right to overcome in this situation. Sometimes when I think, oh my gosh, this is happening, or this could happen, or this might happen, you know, the Lord says, even if it does, you've got a God-given right to overcome. And God has shown me that, you know, just from the heartbreak of losing my late husband, from other circumstances that I've been in, from business to, goodness, a number of things come to mind that I don't have time to talk about, but the Lord has always promised me you have a God-given right to overcome. And the voice of truth says, Kathleen, look at this from my perspective. You know, it's God always saying, come up higher, look at this from my perspective, not just your earthly perspective. And it shows me how to overcome. That's another thing that I love about the voice of truth. It always shows me how to overcome. And the voice of truth also says, no, this is who you are. You know, sometimes we can have hurtful things happen to us in life, and we can feel down about ourselves or feel inadequate or something. And the voice of truth, God always reminds me of who I am, that I'm his daughter, that I'm his beloved, that I'm chosen, that I'm a daughter of the King. He's shown me so much about my identity. And so the voice of truth shows me who I am, but I think the most important thing, the voice of truth is always peaceful. And right now, if someone is contentious, angry, trying to argue, that's a big red flag, because to me, the voice of truth is peaceful. And as I asked my daughter, you know, what does a voice of truth sound like to you? She said, you know, it's a voice that combats fear and anxiety. She said, that is what it sounds like for me. And my friend that lives out of state up north, she said, wisdom and discernment is what the voice of truth sound like. And it brings communication with him and understanding. And so for her, the voice of truth sounded like wisdom and discernment. And then my good friend Teresa Morrison, she said, and she's out of state, I called her and had a good chat with her, and she said, it's the voice inside of me, the Holy Spirit. She said, the Holy Spirit has been my best mentor and best teacher. And that's what the voice of truth and the voice of trust sounds like to me. She said, when I listen to what's inside versus what's going on outside in my life, and, you know, what I might be trying to reason in my head, she said, I'm at peace when I listen to the voice inside of me. And that's the voice of trust and truth. And so I love how she put that. Because it's so true. It's when we step back into the Spirit of God in us and the Holy Spirit being the best teacher and the best mentor. I love how she described that. It was just a great reminder of the power that we have when we walk with the Lord and when we partner with him. And so I challenge you this week. I just want to challenge you to listen for the voice of trust and the voice of truth. And I want to just maybe even encourage you to listen to this again and take some notes and read John chapter 14 and read Psalm 37 and see what God has to say about you. I'd love to hear from you. You can leave a comment in this podcast. You can contact me directly off of my website. And let me and just encourage you to go to my website, which is www.kathleenmaxwellramby.com, and sign up to receive information about my new book. I'm super excited. It should be coming out in the next couple of weeks. And so if you sign up, I will be sending information. So you'll be some of the first to know about that. And so let's listen in our crazy, crazy world that we live in right now to the voice of trust and the voice of truth. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you left us with the Holy Spirit. You didn't just leave us. You promised to never leave us or forsake us. God, thank you for that. And thank you that you are always with us. And so let us be a people that take your hand, that trust in your faithfulness, that listen for your voice as we go throughout our day. And Father, I pray as we hear the voice of trust and hear the voice of truth, that we be able to communicate that effectively to all those around us. Lord, you've caused us and called us to rise up as a people and proclaim who you are and how good you are. And thank you, Father, for all that you have done in our lives. Bless each person listening. Bless their families. Lord, bless their work. Bless their churches. Lord, let us all just unify together to get about the business that you've put us here to do, which is to proclaim who you really are. Thank you, Lord. And bless my friends in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope to see you and hear from you. And join me next week. Bye.